Republican State Senator Frank Antinori hinted earlier this week that he'd likely run in the special election to replace Giffords, but he made it official in an announcement this morning in Green Valley. Antinori told the Republican Club of Green Valley and Sahuarita that he's running in the special election to replace Giffords this spring. Antinori told the group he's been part of balancing Arizona's budget, and he'd focus on doing the same in Washington.
There's no doubt that the financial situation of this country is the biggest issue. It's the biggest threat to this country since the Nazis of World War II. If we don't get this under control, it will bring this country down.
Antinori says after the special election to fill Giffords' vacancy, he'll also run in the subsequent regular election in the fall for the next congressional term. That race will be for the new Congressional District 2, which includes many of the current District 8 residents, with the exception of some Oro Valley and Marana residents, who will now be in a different congressional district. Antinori says that's a new political challenge.
It's going to be a long haul. This is an unprecedented situation, running for two congressional seats at the same time. We will have four elections in less than a year. It is going to be tiring. It's going to be tough, but I'm there, and I'm going to fight.
Republican Frank Antinori doesn't have to resign from his state Senate seat while he runs for Congress because he's in the last year of his term. But he says he probably will resign once the state budget process is settled. The complicated nature of having four elections in 1 year isn't lost on the candidates or the parties. Bruce Ash is a Republican National Committeeman from Tucson.
There's going to be a lot of confusion. There's going to be a lot of people who aren't sure. Certainly, vote by mail is going to help because there's a lot of people who are on the PEVEL list, and they're going to get a ballot. There may be some people who don't get a ballot and wonder why, you know. But I think that the confusion should be tamped down, though, by the recorder's office. You know, by both of the respective political parties as well, doing our part to make sure that confusion is at a minimum.
The race also comes in a year when Arizona has a high-profile race for an open Senate seat. Jeff Rogers is the chairman of the Pima County Democratic Party.
They rushed a person out from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which we call the DCCC, and that person has met with me and several other people to get biographical sketches of all of the potential candidates we have, and then they began to interview each and every one of those potential candidates, just like the Republican National Committee. The Democratic National Committee, when they come in here in this election cycle, they're going to spend a lot of money to be sure to hold on to this seat, and the Republicans are going to spend a lot to try to get the seat.
While Antinori was the first, others are likely to enter the race to replace Gabrielle Giffords, and soon. A spokesman for Jesse Kelly, the Republican who lost to Giffords in 2010, told Arizona Public Media Kelly is considering running again and that an announcement could come next week. Broadcaster Dave Sitton, also a Republican, had an exploratory committee open for the fall congressional race, and Republican Adam Hansen of Sierra Vista was planning to run in the fall as well. On the Democratic side, potential candidates include Southern Arizona businesswoman Nan Walden, State Senator Paula Aboud, and State Representatives Matt Hines and Steve Farley. Farley has said he'll run if Giffords asks him to. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.